This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Jack Nicklaus is the game's greatest champion, 18 major championships, including 6 Masters victories. It is always a pleasure to welcome Jack Nicklaus back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Jack.
John, how you doing?
I'm good. You've been banging the drum a long time for the golf ball going too far. Are you beginning to feel, Jack, like you're getting some traction on this now?
Well, I may not get it, but maybe my kids will. I think there's been some traction, and the golf ball, it's not the question about the golf ball going too far. It's a question that the players just hit it too far. That's sort of maybe an oxymoron, I suppose. But what's really happened is that by virtue of the golf ball going as far as it goes today, it's obsoleted virtually every golf course in the world except for Augusta National. They're the only people who could probably afford to be able to keep up with it. And, you know, but think of all the other golf courses that were 62 or 300-yard golf courses that are need to be 73 or 400 yards, and they can't. They're totally eliminated from any tournament play. They're eliminated from a lot of things, and you know, when you get a long golf course, it takes a lot of money to take care of the land, water it, maintain it, buy it. Takes a long time to play it. Generally speaking, when you get a long golf course, not everybody hits the ball very far, and even if the golf ball does go far, that's only when you hit it in the rear end every time. The average golfer doesn't do that, so they don't get the benefit that the good player gets. And as a result, the game's more difficult. So there's a lot of reasons why the golf ball needs to go shorter. And, you know, it's for most of the golf courses in the world, it's a situation that it just makes it too difficult to get. You know, our goal is to keep people in the game, not run them out of the game. I go look at tournament golf. I think tournament golf's fantastic. Most of the golf courses they play on pretty much are okay for them because they've lengthened them all. Mm-hmm. But that's, I'm not talking about the tournament golf so much. I'm talking about the average golfer who really needs to be able to play a game in a reasonable amount of time at a reasonable cost.
But then, Jack, do you want to see two different golf balls?
No. I don't think we need to see two different golf balls. I mean, I think even though the pro game looks pretty good the way it is, I think if you ask probably 75-80% of the pros, maybe more, most of them have never known anything else. Most of them will probably say, though, that they think the golf ball does go too far for the golf courses they play. And, you know, they're playing driver and a wedge all day long. I mean, they only need to play with about half a dozen clubs.
I also think you talk about the older courses becoming obsolete. You're not gonna start building 8,000-yard golf courses, are you?
I hope not. I don't really. I did an 8,000-yard golf course back in the maybe in the early '80s. I did it back in Colorado, but that was, of course, at 6,500 feet.
Yeah.
We've gotten. I've done some long golf courses. Sure, I'm part of the culprit. You know, I'm as much to blame as anybody else. But you know, you work with what you've got, and if the golf ball goes a certain length, you work with what you got, not with what you hope it would be.
Maybe this is an unfair and naive question, Jack. What's worse, the 375-yard drive, the 230-yard 5-iron, or the 190-yard 8-iron, or is it all just the same?
I think they're all pretty unbelievable. I mean, I'd love to do all three of those. But I don't think that the average golfer needs to have that. I mean, we used to be able to play golf with the pros or I would play with amateurs, and they used to be able to play pretty close to what I played. Might have beat them because I was just a little bit better golfer. But we didn't hit the ball much difference in lengths. We didn't play wild differences in clubs. We played a game that they knew. The game. I mean, how many average golfers understand a 370-yard drive and a 5 iron or 190-yard 8 iron? Who understands that?
Yeah,
nobody does.
We're talking with Jack Nicklaus here on the Augusta Golf Show. All right, correct me if I'm wrong. You always do that. I still think that your work with Pete Dye at Harbortown 50 years ago more than stands up. It's a great golf course that they have a difficult time navigating. Why can't there be more courses like that? I understand its location and where it is, but why can't the strategy become more like that?
Well, I think there should be. But I think if you go through that golf course and the way they play it, I think they probably play irons off the tee half the time. And is that wrong? I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But you like to use all clubs in your bag if you can. If the golf ball went 20-30% shorter, you'd be using the driver every hole, and you'd play your full bag. But Harbortown's a wonderful little golf course. I think Pete did a great job there. That was my first involvement in golf course design. I made 23 trips during construction in that golf course, and I had a blast. I learned a lot. Pete was very creative, very innovative, and I think that course still stands the test.
Oh, I think it stands the test remarkably well. And even you just said it's a lovely little golf course. They've gotten it to 7,000 yards, but it does give them fits.
Is it up to 7,000? It was 6,650 when we did it.
Yeah, I think it's just like 7,000 and a two. all right, you mentioned Augusta National. You said they've done a good job at staying relevant when it comes to the length of the course. So you and you've mentioned their resources. That's what it takes to stay relevant?
Well, not every club has their resources. And it's just, it's very difficult. Or if you're selected to have a major championship, and you know there's going to be income from that major championship, you know that if you're going to have to make renovations, they're going to get paid for. Why should it be on the back of the membership? That's the problem. And all of a sudden, you bring the pros in, and each member gets an assessment for $10,000 or $20,000. You know, they don't need that.
Do you get a sense, as you talk about major championships and the lengths of golf courses, maybe we've always kind of been this way, Jack, are we now down to a selective few golf courses that can handle all of these?
We have far less than we used to have. There's no question about it.
Mm. You famously say that you don't watch much golf on television.
I watch a little bit more than I say I do, probably.
All right. So having said that, Mr. Nicklaus, Tiger's in the hunt on Sunday at the Masters. Do you watch for just a couple of minutes?
Oh, no. I'll watch. I mean, I always watch the majors during, if I got something of interest to me. I mean, Tiger would be of interest to me. Matter of fact, the whole tournament would be of interest to me. Do I sit down and watch it? No, probably not. I'd have it on in the house, and I go do other things that I want to do, and I pick up certain parts of it, and all of a sudden, something really looks of interest to me. Then I might sit down for a little while and watch for an hour or something. But I'm not a television and golf watcher, but I certainly have an interest in it. I try to keep up to date with the game. I try to remain relevant to what's going on and what the swings are and what guys are doing. But I don't think you have to sit down for 4 hours and watch a golf tournament to do that.
I'll let you go on the, you know, the Augusta National and the Masters have posted all of the final rounds of the last 50 years. I think it's on the website, and I think it's up on YouTube. So I had to go watch 1975 again. I know the answer to this question, Jack. Do you ever look at that old stuff?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No. If occasionally I have it on Golf Channel, and I might watch... they pull it out and so on, and it might be in the last four or five holes. I might say, I'd sort of like to look at that and see how I played and so forth. But no, I don't really. Do I look to see, the 75 Masters is going to be on tonight. I want to make sure I'm home and watching that. No, I don't do that. But it's interesting. I think the Golf Channel does a great job in viewing that stuff and bringing it to people and showing people what some of the old golfers used to do. And it's fascinating. I think that you look at some of the shots that I played in 75 and Weisskopf and Miller, aren't nearly as pretty as the ones today because the golf ball, you know, the golf ball was much harder to control in those days. And today, you know, even I, at 78 years old, I go out and play golf. And now, today, I have a hard time hitting the ball offline. I don't hit it very far.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time because I can't spin it enough to hit it too far offline. And back in 75, you didn't have to spin it very much. The ball was offline. So you had to be a little bit more precise in what goes on. But, of course, you know, 260 or 70 yards is a lot different than 330 or 40 yards, too. So you got to be a little bit more precise with the 330, too.
He is Jack Nicklaus, golf's greatest champion, six-time Masters winner. Jack, I always appreciate the time. I look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it.
John, it's always my pleasure to talk to you. You're a good man, John. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir. That was great.
I'm glad you liked it. Okay.
All right. I will thank you, Scott, and I'll see you next week.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
See you, Jack.
Okay.